Well, what we want to do is we want to just kind of capture your attention because we know that God wants to reach you on that last Sunday of the semester. Some of us need a little bit more strength for our finals this week. Come on.
Amen.
Amen. Some of us need to be prepared for all of these holiday season and people coming over to your house. Come on. Amen. Praise. Right? And so what we want to do is just give you something that we pray is purposefully encouraging to bless your life and how God will perform these good things in your life. Amen? Turn to your neighbor and say, how will God get this done? Right? How will God get this done? Well, let's take a look at this. Body of Christ Church, we are agreeing, being, and seeing is that BCC, read it out loud, we are who? We are all together, ready, set, go. We are the heart of God. Amen. And so as a result of that, I think Brother Gabriel did a phenomenal job. One of our newest members on staff did a beautiful job of going through this scripture and depicting it. I won't take the time to do that right now. There's some other things that I think will be a blessing to you, but realize we just didn't make this up, but this vision is in the verses, all right? The verses is 1 John chapter 4, verses 15 to 17. I'll just read the underlying parts. It says, Jesus is the Son of God. Amen? Underlying part says, love that God has for us, God is love, and whoever abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. Verse 17. By this is love perfected. As he is, so also are we in this world. And everybody said amen. Amen. Therefore, we've come to see just by notes that when we look at the heart of God, we see Jesus. We understand that the love of God is the key essential of understanding everything about God. God does many things. God accomplishes many things. God is a lot of things. But when he comes down to making sure we make no mistake about this one nature of him, is that God. You still here, bro? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. God is love. God what?
Is love.
Turn to your neighbor and say, God is love. Amen. So therefore, we believe as God is or as Jesus is, so are we in this world. Therefore, in the world, we are the heart of God. Amen? The vision in clear view. The heart of God, our search for what is in or at the heart of God. What is God like? This nullifies the atheist, the agnostic, the theologian, religious studies, not about getting God right, but rather what is God like? Amen? I think it's a far more important question for our personal lives to not try to figure God out, but just try to understand what is God like, right? And so therefore, the heart of God is changing our heart. God's heart is changing our heart. Are you hearing me? When we study God's heart begins to affect and change our heart. When we set our eyes upon the heart of God, we see Jesus Christ, the Son of God, our Savior. I want to slow down for just a moment because repetition is good, but when things are very clearly communicated in many different forms, the message begins to stick, right? So we can say it repetitiously, but for some of us to need to understand it in revelation form, check this out. Read the top two lines together. Ready, set, read. When we set our eyes upon the heart of God, we see Jesus Christ, the Son of God and Savior. Amen. These are great notes. If you needed to see them, we're not going to read all of these scriptures. We're going to take a look at some of them. But the Gospel of John does a beautiful job of unfolding to understand that Jesus Christ, Son of God, Savior, is the heart of God. And if we come to an understanding of who we believe and what he has accomplished and achieved, we would understand that the power of all of God is in his Son, Jesus. Are you with me? So when we set our eyes upon the heart of God, what is God like? We see Jesus Christ, the Son of God and Savior. Here we go. In chapter 1, verse 16, New International Reader's Version. Please pay attention. This is excellent notes, excellent message for just looking at scriptures alone. This is what it says. We have all received one blessing after another. God's grace is not limited. God's grace is not limited. Say it with me. God's grace is not limited. One more time. God's grace is not limited. Let me tell you why we're repeating it. Doing a great job of reciting it in here. Come next week, when you feel like you're about to dwindle, run out, and then drain of strain, ho, slow up. God's grace is not, there you go. God's grace is not limited. Amen. Amen. Feeling like you're ill, feeling like that cough came back, that sore throat came back. Hold up. God's grace is not limited. Somebody say amen. Amen. Praise God. Some of y'all think, man, this coffee is good. It's not limited. No, no, no. Skip that. God's grace is not limited. Amen. Listen to this. Verse 17 says it in the Message Bible. We got the basics from Moses. And then this exuberant giving and receiving, this endless knowing and understanding, all this came through Jesus the Messiah. Everybody see that? We got the basics from Moses. This is what to do. This is what not to do. You do this, you get slammed. Okay, that's the basics. But we talking about this exuberant giving and receiving, this endless knowing and understanding, all this came through Jesus, the Messiah. Right? Keep reading. Watch this out. No one has ever seen God, not so much as a glimpse, but this one-of-a-kind God expression who exists at the very what? That exists at the very what? Of the has made him plain as day, thunder in the desert. Jesus has made the Father plain to understand because he comes from the very heart of God. For the law was given through Moses. God's unfailing love and faithfulness came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, but his only Son, who is in himself God, is near to the Father's, is near to the Father's. He has told us all about him. Now, I want to catch your attention for just a moment. We sometimes, beautiful things that Sister Sarah was saying, we sometimes think we know Jesus, but there is so much more to know. We think, man, I got this G, I accept him, I was baptized, I'm good, I'm going to heaven. Nope, there is so much more to know about Jesus. Are you with me? If we just said his grace is not limited and Jesus was full of grace and you can't even limit the grace that is in him and about him, then you know there must be still much more about him. Did you catch that? Jesus is the very nature unlimited. His grace not limited. What he has, what it is to know about him, unlimited. Amen. So, let's go to this next verse. In the Amplified, it says this: for while the law was given through Moses, grace, which is unearned, undeserved favor and spiritual blessing, and truth came through Jesus Christ. No man has ever seen God at any time, the only unique Son or the only begotten of God. Verse 18. Who is in the bosom, which means in the intimate presence of the Father, he has declared him. He has revealed him and brought him out where he can be seen. He has interpreted him and he has made him known. We can know everything there is to know about God through coming to know Jesus more and more. Amen. Therefore, when we set our eyes upon the heart of God, we see Jesus Christ, the Son of God and Savior. We would go through this. All I'll do is I'll go through 2 John 3. Read that out loud with me. It's just straight out the Bible. Where does GMP come from? Ready, set, read. Grace, mercy, and peace will be with us. Where will it be? With us. Do we have to go get it? No.
Is it something I got? Oh, I lost it and now I got to go find it. I got to go check in the lost and found. Nope. Grace, mercy, and peace will be where?
With us.
Will be with us from God the Father. Keep reading. And from Jesus Christ, the Father's Son, in truth and love. I think these things are worth being a blessed by, right? Listen, so here's how does it go from receiving to reflecting? Look and read the last part of it, if you will. Well, look at the last part, the last sentence. Ready? Look at this. We are to receive and reflect. What does that mean? To go from grace to gracious. How many understand? Why be a recipient of something that you don't also become? We become recipients of something that God wants us to what? To become. It's not just for us. It's so that we would become it. Right? It's going to be very hard. Here's a good one. If I'm hanging out with you and you keep holding at me and judging me by rules and laws and, you know, everything I do, you looking at me like I could have done that better. Right? But then right after you tell me about, oh, Jesus is full of grace. I believe that. I don't know if you believe that. Right? If I don't do things right and you say, well, you could have been a little bit better at that. Jesus is full of grace. Are you with me? How many understand mercy? Say mercy. Mercy is the definition of compassion, right? So therefore, we are to go from mercy to being what? Merciful, right? From mercy to what? And we should go from shalom peace to being peaceful. GMP, great little salutation, but it's to go from grace to gracious. Amen. You remember the infomercial we did? I just want to bring that back to your attention. I've got a couple more minutes here. Look at this. Look at all. This is important. Look at all. Look at all that grace does. Look at all that grace does, which would be a what? That would be a what? So grace does things, right? But grace is God's unmerited, unfathomable, unlimited power, his all-purpose producer for all promises and plan for man. Amen? That's a great definition for what grace is. What is grace? Everybody ready? Said read. Grace is God's unmerited, unfathomable, unlimited power, his all-purpose producer for all promises and plan for man. How many of y'all want more of his grace? How many of y'all want more of his grace? Amen? More of his grace. His grace is not what? Limited. His grace is not what? So therefore, there's enough for me. And there's enough for you. And there's enough for where James is going to go. And there's enough for the test you got to take this week. And there's enough for the raise you need to make. And there's enough for the car you need to still purchase. And there's enough for the relationship that you need to build on. And there's enough for you to go back to your parents and them forgive you and you forgive them. There's enough grace because it's not limited. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So therefore, we understand that grace is a noun, but grace also does. So therefore, grace is a noun and it's a verb. Because of why? Grace, therefore, in essence, is and does. Grace is and does. In essence, grace is and does. Grace is and does. Grace is and does. So let's take a look at what grace does throughout the Bible. A couple of major ones you would like to see. Listen to this. Oh, we did it again. Okay. Look on the screen back there for me. There's something that should be below the verses. You're going to need to tell me what this is. Is there something there? Grace is what? Says what? Okay, let's read it. But God, being rich in mercy. Brother Peter, pull out my computer if you would. But God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By what? By what? You have been saved and raised up with him and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the coming ages he might show the immeasurable riches of his in kindness towards us in Christ. Jesus, for by you have been through faith, and this is not of your own doing. It is a gift of God, not a result of works, so that any man would boast.
Okay, go to the next one if you will. Go to the next screen.
So therefore, understanding that's what grace is, but notice in this verse, we won't read the whole thing. Just look at verse 8. Look at verse 8. Look at what it says. You understand God was upset with what he created and upset with what had become of man. And this is what you need to understand about grace. But Noah found what?
Grace.
In the eyes of the Lord. Therefore, we understand that grace saves. Grace does what?
Save.
Grace saves. In other words, grace starts over new and with a few. Oh, man, you didn't apply that to your life. Listen. Whatever God has to do in your life, grace has the ability to start new, and he doesn't need very much to start it over. Went from a world that was populated with people, and he says, you know what? I'm about to destroy this thing. And right in the middle of that, but one man says like this, hold, slow up, grace. Oh, yeah, okay. I tell you what, I'm not going to start over. This is what I'm going to do. I'm just going to do it through you. God can start over. He can start new through you and just a few. God can start new through you and just a few. Listen, you're thinking you got to go do something different. No, God can do new through you. Right? Some of us think, man, you know what? I'll just file bankruptcy. No. God can do new through you. Are you with me? Praise God. Guess what? How much is on our car right now? It's running a little funny right now. It is. It's running a little funny right now. I can't let anybody else in my family drive it right now. Sister Anna a little mad at me about that. That's okay. And I know she like, can we just get it fixed? I'm like, hold on, honey. I got something I got to deal with. We owe $6.94 on it. And it's done. Are you with me? How do you understand? You don't have to go get a new car and try to do all this to it. I'm always through with all of the payments. God can make you debt free with those car payments. Are you with me? You say, so I'm receiving that. Amen. Yeah, I figured y'all receive that. Every time we talk about money, y'all receiving that point. I know. Listen. Look at this. Listen. In Esther, you're going to like this. Listen to Esther chapter 2. Verse 17, look what grace does. Grace is and grace what? Hold on, grace is and grace does. Now, I know my English isn't as great as yours, but listen, grace is and grace does. Are you with me? Check this out. The king loved Esther more than the other women. He's the king. He's the king. Who is Jesus? He is the? And she obtained what? And in the eye, in the sight, more than all the other virgins. So he set the royal crown upon her head and made her queen instead of Vashti, who is the one who should have become the queen. So therefore, what does grace have the power to do? Sets us into? Come on, somebody. Grace has the ability to take you from the outhouse and bring you into the big house. Grace has the ability for you to go from without to having. Why? Because it'll set you into royalty. You start walking into places and people start giving you favor. Are you with me? Why? Because God's grace is able to set you into what? Grace's favor puts you ahead instead. Isn't he saying we were not going to be the tail, we would be the head? How do you get there? By?
Grace.
No, by fighting and plowing and tricking and manipulating and pulling people back and you had to fool and deceive them. No! Guess how you get ahead? By his?
Grace.
Because his grace is not limited. Amen? Guess what else grace does? Grace is in the wilderness. Some of y'all might feel like you're in the wilderness right now. Does God even see me? Does God know I'm hurting this much? Does God know how much I don't have? Look at this. Thus says the Lord, the people who survived the sword found what? Where at in the? How many understand grace might not be in the temple? Grace might not be with the priest. Grace might not be with the prophet. Grace might not even be with the shepherds. But wherever you are, God can get grace to you. And guess what? If you feel like you're in the wilderness, the Bible says he found what?
Grace.
in the Israel when I went out to give him rest. Please come up. When I went out to give him rest, the Lord has appeared of old to me, saying, yes, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness, I have what? Drawn you. Again, I will build you, and you shall be what? You shall be what? Because grace is in the grace of God is in the wilderness, in your loneliness, in your abandonment, in your rejection, in them lying on you, denying you, in your emptiness, in your not having the money set aside, in your love that they now have said that y'all have broke up. God's grace is in the wilderness. Have you ever been saved but you felt like you were lost? Have you been spirit-filled, praying in other tongues, but you feel empty? Have you ever been to church and hoping that you hear a word and you went out and you felt like you went out the same way you came in? There's so much more to know about Jesus. And there's so much more to know about his grace. Because his grace is in the wilderness. Grace will meet you wherever you are. Look what it says. God went to give his people rest. How and why? By his grace and his love. God first puts a new heart in us. Then he himself, God, moves internal into our new heart. Next, he writes his laws upon our new hearts. Now we who are eternal life, born again, saved, a new hidden person, the spirit in the heart of God, God's grace is what produces it to come to pass. I think we're right at the place right now. Can I get you to be seated? Bring the lights down over the sanctuary. And right where you are, I want you to hear a few of these words. It's like one of my most favorite songs that Peter has written or that he done on the solo album. I don't know if BCC sings it, but I know it because of the solo album. But listen, it comes to the place where Jesus does something with us and he is enough. You know what? I'm going to make a bold statement. This is kind of important, kind of a bold statement. I'll give you a statement and then I'll give you the converse. If we're not satisfied with Jesus being enough, then nothing will be enough. Is that right, Mumbi? Listen, if we're not satisfied with Jesus being enough, then whatever you're striving for, when you get it, is not going to be enough. So what's the converse of that? The converse is this. I've got to come first. I've got to come primary, premier, at the beginning, that Jesus is enough. And he satisfies me. Because when he satisfies me, he'll cause all these other things to be added unto me.